For highest quality, call 688-2240. That's 688-2240. They've been serving our area since 1943. They're on the air because they care. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is Deborah Ray, and we're going to be talking about two little books he wrote. They're short books. They're very excellent books. They're books that you need to have. One's called The ABCs of Globalism. The other is called The ABCs of Culturalism. Now, what is ABCs of Globalism about? Well, ladies and gentlemen, the major thrust of American foreign and domestic policy, which you cannot be told about because they do not want you to know, but it is globalism. That is the basis of our policy. Our policy is to raise living standards throughout the world and lower living standards here. And it's been working very well. I mean, look and see the miracle that's taken place in communist China. With the help of your financial institutions, our major banks, our major corporations, they're all in on the scam. And, of course, there are a lot of other businesses that certainly are being well rewarded. They're given special tax breaks. If they move overseas, they can bring their products back in here. But without tariffs, they can make a lot of money. Globalism is great. If you move your factory overseas, you don't have to pay FICA taxes, that's Social Security and Medicare. You don't have to pay any pensions. You don't have to pay workman's compensation insurance. You don't have to put up with the EPA and OSHA and all the other alphabet agencies. And it's very, very profitable. You'll make a lot more money if you move overseas. And that's what they want you to do. They want to transfer production from America to other countries. Go into Walmart and just analyze the products there. Somebody did this recently. They said 97% were produced overseas. Maybe that excludes the books, which might be published here in the United States, and the CDs and things of that sort. But they claim 97% of the products that they checked were made overseas. Understand, this is the plan. So to understand the origin of the plan, Deborah has been put together a wonderful book, and it's simply an alphabetical a listing of all of the important issues that you need to know to understand what's going on, because believe me, nobody else is going to tell you. Deborah Ray, thank you so much for being with us today.
Well, it's good to be with you again, Dr. Stan. Thank you for having me.
Why don't you go ahead, pick up the story, explain our listeners about globalism and certainly about who's behind it and what they're going to learn from your book.
Yes, well, you've really bottom-lined it very nicely, Dr. Stan, and we're always afraid to use the word conspiracy, but conspiracy simply means to breathe together. And people for decades and centuries even have had in their mind the concept of uniting the world together under a single power. And, of course, they want to be the power elites that rule the masses. In order to do this, there's the destruction of national sovereignty, and there's a view of establishing a dictatorship propelled by treacherous spiritual components. And so we need to understand that not only is there a geopolitical aspect to this move and an economic aspect, as you referenced, but also a religious, spiritual aspect. And what I've tried to do in my writing is give definitions. I want to go beyond the soundbite, so to speak, because there are terms that are being thrown around that have a very favorable, positive sound to them, but in reality, there's an agenda behind the scenes that is one most of us cannot agree with and will certainly change our lives in dramatic ways to the negative. And we are warned as Christians not to partake of this global effort that distinguishes, according to what Scripture tells us, the end of times or the end days.
Absolutely. And basically, it's all about a world government. That has been the goal of the secret societies, the mystery religions, these ancient organizations. We're going back 4,000 years. And it's all coming to pass today. I mean, it's been tried many times before. Alexander the Great tried it. Certainly Genghis Khan tried it. And the Roman Empire tried it. And but, of course, never before have they been able to unite the entire world, and yet this is coming to pass as we, and certainly now every country in the world is accessible. In fact, really so funny, yesterday I was trying to track down a story I'd heard about in my interview with the head of Project Censor. He said there are there's special forces units. These are trained killers, very efficient killers, trained by our government. Special forces units in 56 countries, the New York Times had reported that. I finally found the article. And every time I accessed it on the Internet, it crashed my computer. The first time it was interesting. Second time it was a coincidence. By the fourth time, it was very obvious they didn't want me to make a copy of that article. That's how, of course, they can control your access to information. You can read it, but you can't transmit it to somebody else. So basically, of course, what are the special forces units doing stationed in nations throughout the world? They're controlling those nations, just like our troops in 130 nations. Well, but this all has its foundation in the modern-day occult movement. So certainly Deborah goes into the modern-day occult movement, and the names of the people involved in this occult movement. How did you actually get started in this whole study, which led to the book, Deborah? When did you start? What did you find out? And then what made you decide to put it in alphabetical order?
Yes, well, this goes back to the 60s and 70s for me, and my primary interest was Bible and prophetic verses within it. And as I started collecting information, I was pairing things from the news, from education, from science, from politics, economics. I was pairing actual news events with what Scripture had foretold. And, of course, as you know, you get volumes and volumes and volumes of information that becomes quite challenging to navigate. So at that time, I started putting my research into glossary form. And whatever I came up with, people wanted copies. So, you know, I'd go to sudden printing. Well, that got pretty expensive. So I decided to go ahead and have the work published so that it would be accessible to others. But the idea is to cover the people, the movements, the trends, the terms that all lead up to this global government we're talking about.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in just a moment here with Deborah Ray. The ABCs of globalism. You need to have a cup.
Shalom. This is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way, we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, Dr. Dan there, our guest this morning, Deborah Ray. And firstly, where does the roots of modern-day globalism come from? Who really codified modern-day globalism as we know it, Deborah?
Well, I think you could go back to the late 1800s with Cecil Rhodes, and he stated that he would start a movement that would, in 100 years, bring in a world government, and the concept was having no more war and a single universal language. And approximately 100 years later, in 1990, President Bush, the elder Bush, announced the arrival of this New World Order. And, of course, the terminology is being thrown around now, whereas in the past it was sort of hush-hushed. But global government, New World Order, democratic transnationalism, international federalism, these are the terms that are now very commonly spoken and embraced, in fact.
In fact, reading this article written by one of the New Agers, one of these people deeply involved in the occult, and he was commenting, you know, this idea of phrase New World Order, why he had never heard anybody mention that, you know, publicly until George Bush mentioned it. And maybe it's just coincidence. It was September 11th, 1990, just 11 years to the day, 11 years to the day for the September 11th, 2001 attack. Now, is that just coincidence? 11, 11. You know, they love these numbers and coincidence, perhaps, but I don't think so. I think they know exactly what they're doing. Of course, every occultist knows that this idea originated with a woman named Alice Bailey and that Helena Petrovna Blavatsky, to use these terms, but those names are not well known to the average individual. Every major community in the entire nation has a metaphysical bookstore. What is metaphysics? What's that about? And why are the metaphysical bookstores, why are the millions of people in America who adhere to metaphysical concepts, why is that important? And why doesn't everybody know about it?
Well, people are Bible illiterate, in my opinion, Dr. Stan. I think that we have substituted for sound doctrine social justice and more self-help kinds of principles within the church. And so people are hungering for something substantial and spiritual, and they've gone through the phase of humanism that God was dead, and now they're being offered this new spirituality, this law of attraction, that you can, by your spirit, draw good things unto yourself, that you can become a part of the God force, that you can become God-like, you can become God, in fact. And
right.
So this light within, this new theosophical concept of inner wisdom, ancient wisdom, knowledge, Gnosticism, plates together religious, philosophic, and scientific thought into a new age concept and movement that has pretty much taken over the vocabulary of even Christianity these days. So it's an explosion, as it were, a cult explosion.
And the prophetess of this is a woman named Oprah Winfrey. That's why they took her from CBS and put her on NBC. They want to be sure everybody came under her spell. And she has people on who are advocating this access to miracles. Marianne Williamson's A Course in Miracles, certainly. Rhonda Byrne's The Secret. And she, of course, she has all sorts of very interesting things to keep you there, but there's an underlying spiritual message there. And that's why Oprah is so well rewarded. I mean, you go along with this, and you're going to get fabulously wealthy, ladies and gentlemen. You can access this other dimension, and you will have fame and fortune beyond your belief. You'll spend eternity in hell. Because this is not imaginary, it's really very real. And you can actually utilize the law of attraction. You can attract wealth to yourself. But of course, as you're actually accessing the spiritual force, there is a spiritual force there. But you access that at the risk of eternal damnation. Would you agree with that?
Yes, I would. You know, Oprah Winfrey is absolutely charming. She's fun. She's articulate. She has very cutting-edge programming, all of the good things that women really appreciate. And I agree that there is a cult of Oprah. There's a gushing over her as though she were the voice of our millennium.
Sure.
And she even can talk with condescension to, you know, major political people because of the power she wields in spiritual realms. And, of course, her New Earth alliance with Eckhart Tolle really spelled out her spiritual agenda, and she will call herself a Christian, and she will follow the Christian terminology and trappings and all of that, but in reality, she's a pantheist. She's believing in the syncretistic religion of New Age, New Spirituality, Theosophy, spiritual enlightenment, and all of these things that we're referencing. It's a dangerous matter.
But the thing is, if she told people that she is there specifically to lead them away from truth, why nobody would follow her? But is she claiming to be a Christian? And yet, of course, putting on all these programs to attract people into this alternative spirituality, and it is a spirituality that does worship God, but what God? And people must understand, and the Christians, unfortunately, do not understand Gnosticism, that there are two gods, according to the Gnostics, and one is the archaic God of the Bible, and the other is Lucifer, and they frankly worship Lucifer. And if you don't believe that, read the writings of people like Alina Petrovna Blavatsky, her book, The Secret Doctrine, and certainly books written by Alice Bailey, who was a disciple of Alina Petrovna Blavatsky, and Alice Bailey was the leading philosopher, the cult philosopher of the last century. This demonic spirit, channeled well over 26 books to her, and then when she finished writing the last book, they took her to her eternal rewards. And of course, her husband Foster Bailey wrote that he was deeply involved in Masonry, and he wrote a number of books too. But basically, we're always talking about the New World Order. They understood, you know, how these people of great wealth were working for this world government. Some of them know this is demonic and others don't. We don't know which ones do and which ones don't. But, of course, you read their writings, they will tell you Zygmunt Brzezinski is the guy who formed the Trinitra Commission. You know, he's a member of the CFR and the Bilderbergers, and yet his views, according to their writings, they name him specifically, how he is pushing their ideas. And he is pushing their ideas. Does he know what he's doing? I don't know. but he is pushing all of these demonic philosophies that have their origin in the very pit of hell and leading people to eternal damnation. It says in the scriptures, broad is the way, that people are going to follow, but narrow is the path, that leads to eternal salvation. And our job
is to get
on that narrow path. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's significant that in the eschatological discourse of Jesus Christ, that is the relaying of what is to come in these last days, deception and strong delusion are certainly right at the top of the list, that many will come saying they are Christ, and many will come with a religious message that will deceive, as it were, even the very elect of God. So it's a convincing argument that God felt that we needed good, substantial warning about because of the compelling nature of it.
And our job, of course, Deborah's and mine, is to get people informed. And her book does such a good job. And, it lists a section on Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. If you don't know who she is, what she stood for, you don't know who Kut Humi is. That was the demonic spirit that's channeled to Helena, just as Joa Kuhl was the demonic spirit that's funneled and channeled to Alice Bailey. And, of course, certainly Barbara Marks Hubbard, modern-day prophetess, she has a demonic spirit. She calls it the Christ light. And these people, they channel ideas, and they are read, and they're circulated, and they become foreign and domestic policy of the United States. That's the problem today. The United States is the major force behind this move towards world government, and they've done a great job. Look at the increased living standards in China. Look at the increased living standards in India today as they move to get an ID card, an RFID electronic card for every one of their 1.2 to 1.3 billion people. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you stupid Americans to know. Well, certainly, the book is, what are some of the other things? We mentioned Alice Bailey, Helena Petrovna Blavatsky. What sort of things are they going to read in your book, The ABCs of Globalism?
Well, they'll learn about different governmental organizations we are beginning to hear more and more about in the news. The Council on Foreign Relations, which is kind of the heartbeat of this whole movement, and its offshoots, the Club of Rome, which was responsible for bringing together the European Union, which will be the model for regionalization around the world toward building this global government, the Trilateral Commission, the Bilderberg Group. I also address many aspects of the mainstream media and education and the political correctness movement, because all of these will work toward this new world order. And certainly in the field of education, children are learning that the hate America philosophy is a good one, that free enterprise, anything traditional, the traditional family, the Constitution, all of these things are defunct, and we need to instead look to the global community, the global village, the international community in order to come to this higher state of harmony, peace, consciousness that is being propelled through the New Age movement and the New World Order, which is a manifestation of this spiritual oneness that is being addressed. I talk about all sorts of sub-issues like the Nobel Peace Prize and Rhodes Scholarships and how that plays into the whole picture, and some of the background of Freemasonry and Rosicrucianas and Knights Templar, things of this sort, to show the historical trends and how these things have manifested in contemporary secret societies, Skull and Bones, Freemasonry, Illuminati, these ancient mystery religions that have been carried on through the ages and still have their following today.
And they do. They're not imaginary. I mean, there are literally millions of Americans who've been drawn into this world occult movement. We call it metaphysical. That's every city. Your city, if it's any size, has a metaphysical bookstore. Mine, a small city, Santa Cruz, has two metaphysical bookstores. And here you can get the books by all the metaphysical writers, you know, that will take you into this new spirituality. They have all sorts of names for them, but they're simply part of this Aquarian conspiracy. This network of occultism permeates right into the very Christian south, both Protestant and Christian churches, and the Jewish religion as well, taking people away from truth.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Starline Christian School, in operation since 1980 and state licensed, is a well-rounded educational opportunity for your children. Family-centered with Bible time, structured and social academic programs. Starline is located at 2418 19th Avenue in Greeley, Colorado. Close to Centennial Park, UNC, the hospital, Greeley Mall, and two blocks from Jackson Elementary. Transportation is also available to the following schools: University, Montfort, Meeker, Krista McCullough, AM Kindergarten Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursdays, and Frontier and Chapelo. Hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. for children 2.5 to 12 years old. Morning preschool, 8:30 to 12:30, including lunch, or 8:30 to 11:30 with no lunch. Full care child care before and after school programs. Call for more information, 970-353-7541. That's 970-353-7541. TRI Property Management in Greeley reminds listeners the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. A smile and a handshake or even sending a care package overseas is the least we can do for those who have done so much for us. This reminder from TRI Property Management in Greeley. Call 352-1025.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at American Freedom Network, our guest this morning, Deborah Ray. And if you have a question, comment, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524. Before we go on, Deborah, I know you have a website, and Chris, you have your own program on Woman's Talk. How can people get in touch with your ministry?
Well, they can go to Woman Talk, W-O-M-A-N, Talk, T-A-L-K, .us. And my books and writings and radio programmings archived are available on that site.
And what sort of thing does Woman Talk cover?
Woman Talk is covering the issues of the day from a woman's point of view, the things that women are interested in, and laying down a plumb line, showing right thinking. Right now we're doing a series on critical thinking and how we need to, you know, put on our thinking cap, so to speak, to look at the issues and not just be sucked into the specious terminology and concepts. So we deal with political issues, we deal with spiritual issues, we deal with international news, global governance, things of that sort.
And people don't understand that this whole thing is about global government, and it is a subversive movement. Many of our leaders are subversives. They've sworn to uphold the Constitution, and they, of course, don't believe in it. They are using the financial and military power of the United States to establish the world government. That's why we have our special forces units stationed. And, well, I finally did find an article that did not crash my computer four times about 60 nations throughout the world. We have troops to 130 nations. We occupy those nations. We control those nations. We have an empire, and it's all about world government. That is why, you see, this whole dream is coming to fulfillment today. That's why we're fighting over there in the Middle East. We're killing the leaders who don't want to go along with that, and then we'll install people like Karzai there in Afghanistan, the people we have put in power in Pakistan, and we're installing our leaders in Somalia today and in Yemen and countries throughout the world. And if you don't go along with it, we send the killers in and they kill you. And you may not believe that, but you need to read the book written by John Perkins, who was, he's a liberal, no question at all, but he's an honest man, and his book, Confessions of an Economic Hitman, he will tell you, he was there, he was part of it, he was recruited by the NSA, he was sent throughout the world, and why they haven't killed him, I don't know. They certainly try to discredit him, but every time they do, he just sells more books, Confessions of Economic Hitman. And we have my four interviews with him, Economic Hitman. You need to hear this. And he openly talks about how they kill world leaders who don't go along with this. But we can't let the American people know. That's because your tax money is financing that. But because now they don't need the America much any longer. I mean, they're ready now to destroy this nation, impoverish it. So that, because the only people who could really turn this around and demand the traitors in Washington, D.C. be arrested and convicted and sent to prison are the American people. And so they figure if they impoverish us, the people will be so poor, they won't be, well, they just want to know where the next meal is coming from, and they'll go right along with the leaders, the people who've done this, not only to America, but to the world. So what's your view of what lies ahead, Deborah?
Well, I think that we can look at it from two different perspectives. One, the biblical perspective, that if we're in right relationship with God, we can look to go from glory to glory. We can look for the appearance of Christ at the rapture. We can look for a millennial kingdom, which is the real deal, whereas the New World Order is a counterfeit of that. If we're not in that relationship, if we're not in that safe place, I think we can look to more degradation. The world is moving from degradation to degradation. Wicked men are waxing worse and worse, as Scripture says. And there will be totalitarian rule. The Bible talks about Antichrist and his false prophet and the requirement to eventually worship him and take his mark, without which no one can buy or sell. And so there are serious implications to both tracks. And certainly even as Christians, we are not going to escape the world's tribulation. But according to Scripture, we can look to escape the Great Tribulation, which is a season of time that will be like none other in the history of mankind, and we realize that there have been horrific, horrible things in the past history of men with wars and persecutions, holocausts, things of that sort. But from what I understand Scripture to say, what Antichrist has to offer will be a magnification of all that has been wrong with the world, because he has been in the world since created as an angel of light, Lucifer, and rebelled against God, and has since been on earth as the god of this world, doing his dastardly deeds to bring us into a kingdom that would certainly stand in opposition to all that what Jesus Christ stands for, a false light, as it were.
Well, you know, I think it's really amazing. Our friend Constance Cumby, in fact, Constance just called me last night, but she's, of course, been working with these New Agers, knows many of them, worked with them for many years, and they will quite openly talk about how they're looking forward to Lucifer coming to rule the world, and he's really a good guy. He's just got a bad reputation from these foolish Christians. They don't understand how wonderful Lucifer is. These are not stupid people. They're very well-educated, intelligent people. They just happen to worship a different god. And yeah, I think that's so hard for people to believe, don't you, Deborah? It's so hard to believe this is not imaginary, that this is real. Lucifer really doesn't wear red tights and have horns. He certainly is another being, looks just like any other being, but he's supernatural, and they're really looking forward to his coming.
Oh, yes, and, you know, he's the shining one. He's a beautiful anointed cherub in the beginning, and yet he exalted himself and wanted to usurp what God had ordained as mankind's position in earth, and then eventually he wanted to proclaim himself as God. And this, I think, is what happens with Antichrist when he becomes incarnate with this spirit. He will stand in the holy place and proclaim himself to be God and require the worship of people. And it sounds ridiculous, but Constance Cumby, again, she's an attorney, a Detroit attorney. She's an educated woman. She studied these things for decades, and she isn't someone who is just going to flippantly pop things out of her mouth without thinking. She's done her homework. She's done her research. And I think many who have studied these subjects with Dr. Cuddy, I know, is a good friend of yours. Yeah. They've come to the same
conclusion. Hold that thought. Our number, 877-254-7524. Give us a call. 877-254-7524.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more, because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
U.S. Cash Flows reminds listeners, the results of child abuse are devastating. Each year, millions of children are subject to it. Many die. For the survivors, the pain inflicted on them influences their lives. If you or anyone you know needs help, call your local child abuse hotline. This message is from U.S. Cash Flows. For more information, call 484-6523. That's 484-6523. They're on the air reminding us all it should never hurt to be a child.
Well, I'd stand back here at the American Freedom Network. I guess this is Deborah Ray. Our telephone number is 877-254-7524. If you have a question, a comment, it's so difficult for people to believe that this dominant force is in America. And in fact, Corrine McLaughlin, one of the leaders of this movement today, very closely affiliated with the Lucius Trust, has written, you know, how for years the people within this New Age occult movement prayed that Barack Obama would become the president of the United States. They prayed that Barack Obama would become the president. You see, they understand what's going on. They just don't want you to understand. And they say, Barack Obama, you know, he was born in Kenya. That's the issue. Or Barack Obama, he's a homosexual. Or Barack Obama, you know, he certainly is a communist. That's what it's all about. And all of these things are diversions. The truth of the matter is, all of them may be true, but there is a spiritual force, a dark spiritual force, which is guiding Barack Hussein Obama. And, of course, his loyalty is to that force, and they're the ones who put him in power. Certainly, he's financed by the people of great wealth, but they're tied into this. This is what people don't understand. You go into the background of J.P. Morgan. He was involved in astrology, and certainly the Rothschilds have been involved in the occult, and the Rockefellers have been involved in the occult, and Andrew Carnegie was involved in the occult, and Henry Ford was into theosophy and spiritualism, and certainly Bill Clinton, you remember when they first went in the White House, and what did Hillary do? First thing she did was call in Jean Houston to conjure up the spirits of Eleanor Roosevelt and Mohandas Gandhi and Ronald Reagan and his wife were both into astrology. Nobody likes to talk about that because we love Ronald. He said everything we believe, but he gave us the biggest deficits we've ever had. He gave us spent more massively bankrupted this country. The foundation gave us the biggest tax increases we ever had in 1986 when he increased, doubled the cost of Social Security and Medicare. And people said, well, but he had to do it. He was going to go bankrupt. Absolutely. And now it is bankrupt. And what are they going to do now? He just put off the day of reckoning. He didn't have to do it. But of course, the man who tried to kill him, just happened to be a friend of the Bush family. What a coincidence. And George Bush was the vice president. Assassin had succeeded. Why Bush would have become president. What are the chances that the assassin would be a friend of the Bush family, the one who tried to kill Ronald Reagan, which would have brought the Bush family into the presidency earlier? Ladies and gentlemen, Ronald Reagan, I'm sure, got the message. You go along and get along, or you end up like Jack Kennedy did. This is the real world, ladies and gentlemen. This is not the imaginary world. Deborah, what are your thoughts? What message do you want to leave with our listeners today?
Well, you know, there is a utopian ideal, a utopianism that Plato advocated, Rhodes. There's a plan, a utopian ideal that's going to be achieved by chaos or engineered crisis. So it really doesn't matter whether it's an environmental and energy crisis, an AIDS crisis, global terrorism, whatever the crisis is, it will be manipulated and used opportunistically to bring about the global village or a new world order. And if a person can't accept the spiritual undertones, look at what's happening in the news. There's a new allegiance to the world community as opposed to nation states. There's the undermining of nation states and autonomy. There's the redistributing of the world's wealth, which certainly is not to be confused with voluntary cheerful giving as orchestrated by God. There are restructurings around natural ecosystems and concentrating wealth in the hands of few people, distributing that wealth so some are the very powerful and others are the weak masses. We've got international law and national identities and national identification cards and surveillance society, all these things that let us know there's something happening that is not the traditional American dream as many have believed it to be. And himself an advocate, you know, of this utopianism, Rhodes had a plan, and it's really coming to pass. And if you consider what Gus Hall said, the national chair of the Communist Party in the U.S. years ago, he said, the battle to save America will not be lost when freedom of speech is finally taken away, but when we become so adjusted or conditioned to getting along with the group that when one finally sees the threat as it really is, there's nothing to say, but I can't afford to be controversial. So we're being groomed, as you intimated, Dr. Stan, to go along with the flow or suffer the consequences, and they are indeed dire.
And yet, of course, we have to be willing to stand for what's right, because behind all of this are spiritual forces. And we're not answerable to our neighbors. We're answerable to God. And if you, ladies and gentlemen, are out there in the listening audience, you have a commitment to get informed and then take a stand in this truly spiritual battle that's being fought for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Parting thought, we're just about out of time, Deborah.
Pardon me?
Parting thought from you, we're just about out of time.
Oh, yes, excuse me. You know, I think let God be true and every man a liar. I think if we're going to consider what is right and what is wrong, and we're going to have true understanding, it can't come from man's mind. It can't come from the arm of flesh. It can't come from within us. It comes from God Almighty. And I think that putting our attentions and living our lives and accepting what he has to say for our lives is what we really need to do to be overcomers. And we can be super overcomers according to the Word of God as we look to him.
Amen to that. All right. Well, I want to thank you very much. Our guest this morning has been Deborah Ray. Her books, The ABCs of Globalism, The ABCs of Culturalism. They're small books. They're easy reading. The ones you want to have on your desk so you can certainly reference them as you read about this. There's a whole different world out there. You better learn your life, life of your family. God bless you, Deborah. We'll talk to you real soon. Thanks for paying for this.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Shalom, this is Pastor Michael Golden of the Voice of Many Waters Congregation, personally inviting you to join me as we continue our series on exploring your God-given spiritual gifts and utilizing them biblically to build Yahweh's kingdom. We'll be meeting at 3J's Christian Coffee House in Johnstown, Saturdays beginning at 1 p.m. We'll look through the lens of Torah and address questions like, how do I know what my gifts really are? What's my purpose in using the spiritual gifts? Can my spiritual gifts be blocked for some reason? I've used my spiritual gifts for years. What does Torah have to do with them? How do I know the difference between truth or error, or the office and the gift, and much more? This series includes an extensive personal spiritual gift profile and how to understand who God has called you to be through your gifts in a safe, orderly, and biblically based environment. The exciting series will continue over the next few weeks, so please join us. Contact the Voice of Many Waters Congregation at 1-800-205-6245 or 303-522-3562. A love offering will be collected.
When you need a dynamic energy boost and you require that energy to last you for the long term, all you have to do is take a warhead capsule and a drink of water. In moments, you'll feel the dramatic performance-elevating effects of Warhead's amazing blend of herbs, vitamins, minerals, and pharmaceutical compounds rush throughout your body. You have to try it to believe it. Whether you need to wake up in the morning or stay awake at night, work at hard physical labor, or work out as an athlete, Warhead will give you the vitality, alertness, and power that you need to be the very best that you can be. Why does Warhead work better? Because it is such an advanced complex of the highest quality ingredients, all carefully balanced to give you what you need, longer-lasting energy for superior physical and mental performance. Warhead is all natural and all legal. Keep a bottle of Warhead handy. You can never know when you'll need an explosion of raw energy. Remember the name Warhead? You'll be glad that you did. For your bottle of Warhead, come to the Green Herb in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. Visit our website at nextlevelformulations.com or call 1-800-910-0200.
Well, Dr. Dan here. I hope you enjoy our conversation with Deborah this morning. And basically, we carry her book, The ABCs of Globalism. They're inexpensive. ABCs of Culturalism. They're two separate books. They're small. They're concise. They're great reference sources. If you're going to discuss these things intelligently, you have to understand them. Who the people are. Cecil Rhodes set out to conquer the world and formed a secret society in 1891, and it was about 30 years later when they organized the Council on Foreign Relations, which really it was and still is a dominant force in America. Of course, after Gary Allen actually outed the Council on Foreign Relations in 1972, the following year they formed the Trilateral Commission, which is the major coordinating organization for the world, run by David Rockefeller. When you read David Rockefeller's memoirs, his daughters are very close to Fidel Castro. What does that mean? It means very simply that we created the best enemies money could buy, diversions. Oh, Fidel Castro's the enemy. Oh, the Russians are the enemy. Oh, the Chinese communists are the enemy. Oh, Adolf Hitler's the enemy. My goodness, Standard Oil was helping Adolf Hitler all during the war while they were killing our boys. We can't let the American people know that any more than we can let them know we're building up communist China for the coming war, World War III, that plunged the world into chaos. Why do you think we spent all of our money? Where do you think the money came from to build those magnificent buildings and skyscrapers in China? It came from American corporations and businesses, all tied into this brotherhood of darkness, these people of great wealth, intent upon the world, and you got to have an enemy. We have those wonderful three books on how we built up Adolf Hitler and how he built the weapons for him, not only before but during the war. Wall Street and the Rise of Hitler, America's Nazi Secret by John Loftus, and then, of course, Trading with the Enemy by Charles Higham. I mean, we put them together because you won't get them any other place. And you get them, get one, and then read them and get the information out, because you have to understand the past to understand the future. And they don't want you to understand the past. George Orwell said those who understand, those who control the present control the past. In other words, they've rewritten history, but those who control the past control the future. Well, they do control it all. They're going to plunge us into a terrible, terrible war. That's why they have their underground bunkers for the elite, but nothing to protect the public. And I fear that many, many people are going to die in the coming war, and we're doing everything we can to build up the Chinese communist potential, transferring our technology, sophisticated technology that is mass destruction. And they write about the importance of it. Barbara Marx Hubbard, who ran for president, we have the original text of her book, Revelation, the book of co-creation. You can get at these things for Radio Liberty, where she talks about the necessity of killing a quarter of the population of the world. And she says that, but that is not your job, my dear. That is ours. For we are the riders of the pale horse, death. So understand what we're up against, and then join with us. You need to get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to get Deborah's books on ABCs of Culturalism. ABCs of Globalism is the one I'd get. And then, of course, you can get John Loftus's books. So you need to get our treatises on the occult hierarchy that rules the world. And we have the documentation for this. We get into the things. We'll send you their publication on the workings of the spiritual hierarchy. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. You can listen to our programs live, on the Genesis Network, get the archives of this program, and go to radiolibertycom. Archives, and then pray for America. Pray for America. So I do it.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at Amerifree.com.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into the search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave. This is The Lion, KHNC 1360 AM, Johnstown, Denver.